I am lucky enough to live in one of the most progressive little bubbles in probably the entire world. I live in downtown Manhattan in the West Village, which is a historically gay neighborhood and super liberal, always historically. And I work in media, which, you know, is also just a very open-minded place. I feel like anyone who's really working in sort of white-collar industry in New York City probably is in a place where sexuality doesn't even feel like an issue anymore, where it's all sort of treated the same and people, you know, bring their same-sex partners around to dinner or whatever, and it's usually dealt with without any issue. I'm aware of the fact that that's a little bit of a bubble situation, that it's not that way in all of New York, or certainly not in all of the United States. You know, there was a couple of hate crimes, I believe, earlier this year where some guys got beaten up. And whenever I hear about something like that, it feels like sort of insane and shocking because I forget that that's actually a reality in the world, in New York City, for different groups of people, because where I am is sort of so lucky.
You said that in the bubble it's quite nice, but do you feel like can you still face discrimination in the labor market or otherwise in the society?
Discrimination in the labor market? Again, I mean, I personally don't, but I think that has to do specifically with my situation. You know, it's not, the United States still doesn't have a national law prohibiting discrimination in the workplace based on sexuality, so it's still state by state. So there are still states, I think a dozen or so, you know, tens of millions of Americans who, if your boss saw you out with your partner, could fire you. And that could explicitly be the reason, and that would be totally reasonable. So that discrimination is, I'm aware that it's rife in America, but it's a big country, and there's sort of islands of tolerance and progressiveness, and then some big areas where that hasn't taken hold yet. I mean, you could say an interesting time in the United States, more largely, because just there's such a huge diversity of experiences right now in terms of what being gay in America means. There are people like me, places where, you know, kids are coming out as gay in high school and feeling comfortable in Manhattan when they're 15 years old and growing up sort of never facing any discrimination or really even knowing what that is. And when they look at TV, they see gay characters, you know, on Glee or whatever that have been there for years. And I feel like it feels totally normal and great. And then there are places in the United States where you read about all sorts of horrible things happening and, you know, there's teen runaways and gay homelessness and kids getting disowned and discrimination laws and they don't have the right to marry. You know, and in some instances, those places are just 100 kilometers from each other. So it's just good to remember when talking about America, I guess, specifically that it's that right now, unlike a lot of European countries, there's not one unified set of laws that governs what it's like, but there's rather very conservative places that are still very backwards and very progressive places that are, you know, among the most progressive in the world. So that's my parting thought.